Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
If somebody told me at the start of the season, through 12 games, you'd be tied with the Maple Leafs and the Panthers in the standings, I'd sign up for it.
Oh, 100%. Stanley Cup champions. Yeah, okay.
The only problem is that that got wished on a monkey's paw.
Why is it a monkey's paw?
What do you mean?
Would opposable thumbs not make it a hand?
Sports Talk Saturday.
Monkeys don't have paws, but rather hands and feet. Wow.
So well, the
monkey's paw.
That's why then you know that it's that specific. Unfavorable consequences, as is the definition of the monkey's paw.
We'll call it a hand. I'm just going to
call
it a hand.
No, don't call it a monkey's hand.
It is.
No.
It is. It's not a paw. Monkeys don't have paws. They have hands and feet.
It's a monkey's paw.
The only reason it's a paw because it's more sinister.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm not going off of that. I'm going off of science.
No.
Monkey's hand.
No.
Monkey's
no.
hand.
Science has nothing to do with evil.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome in, Sports Talk Saturday here. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly. I'd love to reminisce about the time that the Sabres were hanging around with other teams in the standings, but we don't have time for that. Why? We go right to the West Shore Hotline. Sal Capaccio standing by here as we're getting ready for Bills and Buccaneers tomorrow afternoon. The rare 1 o'clock game, Sal, but a battle of also 6-3 teams that can be looming large for each of them tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, guys, good morning to you. It is the final ever scheduled 1 p.m. game for Highmark Stadium. How about that?
That is...
The game at the end of the year against the Jets could very well be 1 p.m., but it's TBD because it's Week 18. So you're right about that. It's rare. It's going to be windy, and I think that will impact both teams throwing the ball. I don't think we're going to have as much precipitation as might look like earlier in the week. Could be a chance of that. Pat Hammer said to me yesterday on the Extra Point Show, but it is going to be windy, and I think that, you know, means a lot of running here in this game, and the Bills need to get the running game back in gear tomorrow because it was not there against the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins basically said, we are going to shut down James Cook in the run game, and they did a good job of that. And that's a Dolphins team that actually was very poor against the run all year. This is not the same case here against the Buccaneers. Buccaneers are a team that is very good against the run, but they did allow some explosive plays against the Patriots last week, both in the run game and the pass game. And you know, I think the Bills are going to have to, you know, really kind of stick to it in the run game to get that going, but take those opportunities in the air. Even with a windy day, you have Josh Allen at quarterback. They have given up, you know, the Buccaneers some explosive plays, and their metrics aren't great against the pass. Yes, these are two very good teams, record-wise, who right now are trying to figure themselves out after some disappointing losses last week.
Sal, when it comes to it, bringing in the injury report here, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. No Dalton Kincaid for this one, as he's reportedly week to week due to that hamstring injury. No Fedarian Mathis. Both of those players ruled out. Shaq Thompson, still questionable, even though he went through a full practice in the last 2 days. Cam Lewis, Taron Johnson, also still questionable for tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, and we'll add TJ Sanders in there. He was a late addition only because it's more procedural for him, guys, just so everybody knows, because he's still on injured reserve. They have to give him a game designation, so they gave him questionable. And I wouldn't be surprised by 4 p.m. today, 5 hours from now, if we learn that TJ Sanders has been activated to the 53-man roster with Fedarian Mathis out. Now, they don't have to. They still have 4 healthy defensive tackles, but that might be something they do. So I would not be surprised. I think the other one we're really happy about to see, I think, for Bills fans, is Khalil Shakir is off the injury report. Khalil Shakir dealing with ribs and ankle, but no game status. That means he's good to go. Does that mean, though, he's good to go to return punts? Not sure. Is that Brandon Codrington, you know, to kind of just ease some of the burden off of Khalil Shakir with the injury? But with the windy day, Sean McDermott might still want Khalil Shakir back there. Do you see Mecole Hardman? Do you see Gabe Davis? I think a lot of stuff still has to be decided. And then I think the other one that you just mentioned there, kind of concerning, of course, is both of your nickel corners are questionable to play in this game. That's Taron Johnson, who Sean McDermott said after Thursday's full practice, a yellow flag, as he termed it, came up. So he was limited on Friday, which is good, but he's still questionable. And Cam Lewis is questionable, but he did say he was trending in a good direction throughout the week. I mean, guys, I mean, that, those are very important players to your defense right there.
Yes, Al. I mean, Cam Lewis, it's one of the brighter spots from the Miami loss last week. He came in, made some big plays on defense for them, and he has been able to over time for the Bills. But speaking to Kincaid and the tight ends, Dawson Knox, just looking back on the one game that he has against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Tom Brady overtime loss way back when with a totally different offense, he had 7 catches for 60 yards and scored a touchdown. That's his history against the Bucs. I mean, could we really, you mentioned the explosive plays that could come in the passing game and running game that Tampa gave up to the Patriots last week. Could this be a big week for Dawson Knox to kind of step up in the passing game?
Yeah, you know, he is what Sean McDermott termed a two-dimensional player, right? I mean, he is a guy that can block and also catch the ball. But Dawson, what he is not, is an elite athlete matchup, right? The problem for a defense. You have to really put him in position where, you know, he can be a guy that's, you know, in a spot to catch a ball, being open. He's not going to necessarily run by people, right? I mean, we saw last week, though, down the field. He can have those situations. That's more scheme than anything. And Dawson's a good player. He understands the offense. He has good chemistry with Josh. I do think he could be a part of it, but I think maybe more so for the Bills this week, guys, is the return of Josh Palmer, which will really help, right? Without Dalton Kincaid and Josh Palmer through most of that Atlanta game, we saw the struggles of that. And then, you know, without Dalton Kincaid in the lineup at all, it's going to be very tough for the Bills in the middle of the field to create those matchups. But I think Joshua Palmer will really help, obviously, coming back, and he looks like he's on track to play for tomorrow. But to your question about Dawson Knox, I think whenever Dawson Knox is on the field, you think that, you know, there's going to be a play or two. He's going to have a couple of catches and maybe one down the field for 15 yards. But without Dalton Kincaid, maybe you're looking at a couple more targets for him in this one.
Sal Capaccio here joining us on the Western Hotline. Again, Bills and Bucks, the rare 1 o'clock kickoff tomorrow. Sal, you made mention of it, how the Buccaneers are still prone to explosive plays in the run game defensively, and how the Bills last week, they did not have a very good opportunity there. And when the offense is not humming with the run game, it does seem to affect this team as a whole. Is this an opportunity, though, this week, with based on how Tampa Bay is against the pass and how they operate typically here, is it also still an opportunity to try to even overcome it as an offense if they can't get the run game going and still have a good day through the air?
I mean, maybe, guys. I mean, you'd love to see it, but have they given you any indication yet that, you know, they can take a game over through the air this year? I just don't know if that's the case. We have to see that before we can believe that can happen. Yeah, they've given up some explosive plays, and yeah, their numbers aren't great, but last week the Miami Dolphins defense was terrible across the board numbers-wise, and yet they shut the Buffalo Bills offense down. The Bills did not score a point in the first half. They scored 13 points all game. That's just not acceptable. You have to be better than that. They're going to have to find answers in the pass game. So I'm not confident enough right now to say that if the running game isn't working, that Josh Allen in the passing game can just kind of do their thing and take over like they did, you know, down late against the Baltimore Ravens. That was week one. It was feels like it's a one-off type of situation. What the Buffalo Bills need to do, They have to be able to play from in front or at least be right there and controlling the game. When they can control the game with their run game, when they can be up a little bit on a team, they can put stress on the other team to have to make mistakes. When they don't play like that, I don't think right now they've given enough confidence to have to be able to chase the game, as Sean McDermott said last week.
Sal, I guess it's been a thought this entire season and just what we've seen recently here, and you mention it, are we confident in the Bills' passing offense being able to overtake the game? What do you think, what would it take for you to finally, I guess, and anybody you think, to finally say, okay, I am somewhat confident? How many games, and I guess this Bucs game being a big part of that, but we saw it kind of bounce back a little bit in Kansas City. They did a little more passing, and then it completely, like you mentioned, fell off the deep end against Miami. What do you think they have to do to really get things back on board, if you have a thought on that?
Well, you know, I think numbers are one thing. I think a lot of it's the eye test, right, to be honest with you guys. Like, when you watch the games, don't you feel like it's just too much of a struggle, right? Like,
yeah.
Even when there are passes completed, it's like it's not as easy as it should be.
Right, Allen's doubling back, all of that. Like, he's running around for 20 seconds before a pass is completed,
When do you see Josh Allen drop back, hit his back foot, release the ball, somebody's open 10 yards downfield, right? Like, it just feels like that's not happening enough. And I need to see more of that. I need to see and feel more like that's happening. Now, you got the Bucs tomorrow. And let's remember, 4 days later, they play the Houston Texans. That is a legitimate, like, I think they're DVOA number one in the league defensively. Like, that's a legit defense you're going against. It's also in a dome, controlled environment that night. Like, I think the next 4 days will tell us a lot and a little bit more of a story about where this team can go trajectory-wise, both as a team and offensively. Over the next several weeks, because all the games they play after the Houston Texans guys are cold weather games in cities, including Buffalo, obviously, Orchard Park. But you have Pittsburgh, you have New England. You know, you're going to go on the road, Cleveland, and there's going to be opportunity against some of those teams at times. Like, you know, Pittsburgh's defense isn't that great, right? I mean, but it's more against the run. But it's going to be a struggle, and you're going to have to figure out other easier ways to start moving the ball through the air, and they just haven't been able to do that right now.
Sal, last one here before we got to get you out of here. When it comes to it defensively, though, the Bills kind of got swept under the rug based on the offensive struggles, but there are some issues here with the Bills defensively, and really, for me, chief among them for this game, guarding Emeka Abuka, who has been fantastic in his rookie year so far in Tampa.
Yeah, he has. He is going to be a challenge tomorrow for the Bills, especially, again, if you're without your two nickel corners. And I know that he's not necessarily a slot guy. Tez Johnson has been very good for them as well, by the way. That's a guy of speed. It's a guy you have to watch out for, there's no doubt. No Chris Godwin, no Bucky Irving. A little bit too early for them to come back. They did start practicing this week, as you guys noted, you know, in the update, but they're not playing in this game. Baker Mayfield was playing like an MVP earlier in this year. It's not as much anymore. The last few weeks, their numbers have kind of subsided a little bit. This is a tough matchup for the Bills. It's going to be a good game. And it's going to come down to not making mistakes, not turning the ball over, field position. The Bills have to start improving in that area. They have not been good in field position this year, second worst in the league. That comes down to special teams, returns. All those little things that are margins that we talk about are going to come to fruition in this game.
Sal, as we got to let you get going here, how was the premiere for Buffalo Touchdown?
It was great. It was great. Fun time, fun night in East Aurora. Really glad that we were able to do it. And, you know, be a part of, you know, me being a part of the movie is very cool, obviously, personally. But I just think it really, watching the movie really highlighted and showcased Western New York, Buffalo, Bills Mafia, the fan base, the passion people have. For not only the team, but the area and the city. And I loved it. It was great. It was a great night. All the Hallmark people did a great job. Everybody at the Aurora Theater did a great job. Everybody with the Bills. It was a really fun night to be a part of.
Sal, thanks for coming on. We'll let you get out of here and we'll hear plenty from you tomorrow.
You got it, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Sal. Sal Capaccio there on the Western Hotline. Bills Buccaneers tomorrow, 1:00.
Yeah. And a lot on the line. I don't want to be overdramatic. I don't want to put too much on it, but realistically, the Bills have to put their best foot forward and play a complimentary game with the passing game looking good, the run game looking as good as it can, because Tampa is good against the run. I'll give them that. And also your defense needs to play well. So it's, I think must win is thrown around a little haphazardly, but you do kind of, looking, I do want to look towards the end of the season and just the AFC East in general at some point on the show, but every game counts, right? You're not out of it yet. But realistically, if the Bills play another bad game, if they win by 10 points, but the passing game still looked gross, then I'm still very concerned. I get it. A win's a win. But I've said so many times now, just where I'm at, if they don't look good while winning, I think it's a problem because you're not putting out forward a Super Bowl product, right? Like, that's the big thing. And this Tampa game's your first step in the right direction if they can get it done.
Also, it's a whirlwind, Sal mentioned.
Yeah.
Within 4 days,
you're playing.
We are learning a lot about this team and where they're heading.
Mm-hmm.
That is another issue here.
Yeah. Because he mentioned Texans, one of the best defenses in football right now.
They are one of the best defenses in football.
Like,
the numbers back up everything that you see from them.
Yeah.
They are a frustrating bunch to score against, including one Tampa Bay team that was part of like one of those primetime doubleheaders. And Tampa and Houston was a game that turned into a slugfest.
Mm-hmm.
Baker Mayfield, I thought his season was over, and then the power of smack talk woke him back up. Because like he goes to the turf awkwardly. And
yeah, he's always been that cat.
C.J. Gardner-Johnson starts smack talking. He gets right back up, and I'm like, oh, okay, Baker's still good to go. And it's the power of smack talk that brings him back. But that game was also a defensive slugfest. So Tampa has shown that they can win in a variety of ways. Have the Bills?
No.
This season,
they have not.
They've not really shown to win in a variety of ways.
Week one is the only game you can point to because they were running effectively. It was a close game, but then the pass game just turned on and took over.
The pass game turns on because it's garbage time, and then the Ravens do the unthinkable.
Well, yeah, it's garbage time until it's not, and then the Ravens choke away the victory, like pretty much, right? Yeah.
And it turns into one of those games where you're just like, it's unbelievable that you actually lost that game for Baltimore. Kansas City was one where, like, yeah, you had a balanced attack. Everything was fine. Even though they were losing at one point, it did seem like the Bills were in control because they had the ball and they moved right down the field and took the lead again.
Mm-hmm.
They did look like it was, like, of course, there's drama to it throughout the entire game, but the Bills were the ones in the driver's seat, something that Sal mentioned that they need to do here tomorrow.
Yeah.
They need to be in the driver's seat because it is being proven at this point. I can't even count the Baltimore game in that.
No.
Because Baltimore went on an epic collapse, something that they do relatively routinely.
Yeah, last season they went on a big collapse against some mediocre teams, and it like that's kind of the Baltimore way. And I don't know, it's a really weird spot to be in as a viewer of this Bills team, right? Just kind of, have we been here? 2023, sure, but that was different. That was, we're firing the coordinator. That was, you're 6-6 going into the bye week.
Like, they were 5-5 when Dorsey is ultimately let go.
And even when Joe Brady comes in, they go 1-1 in the next two games. So it's
the
like,
Eagles game was at least like the offense looked like it woke up.
Right.
The Jets game happens. So like obviously there's a little bit of a stabilizing going on from the offense because of that.
Yeah. But you haven't been in a situation like that since. And I know it's only a couple years. It's been 2 years.
Thank
but
goodness, honestly.
This is kind of that odd year where things go sideways a little bit, but it's not nearly as bad as it was in 2023 because you're not 500, right? Could be. Could turn into
within
that.
4 days, you could be.
Within 4 days, you absolutely could be.
Well, actually, no, you'd be 6-5.
Yeah, 6-5. You'd be just ahead.
Still not great.
Not great, but you'd be right around where you were at that point
in
that season.
We'd be in a similar feeling of hell.
Yeah, and a change is made at that point. If it gets to that point, do they pull the trigger? What happens? Like, it just,
I feel like it's too late at that point.
It almost felt too late at that point 2 seasons ago, and then they go on a miracle run and take Miami out of the playoffs because Miami kind of stepped on their own toes a little bit too. But, like, I don't know. It's a very weird feeling because I take the Patriots way more seriously than I ever did the Dolphins. And I think that's where a little bit more of the fear comes from. I knew the Bills could beat Tua and the Dolphins. But Drake May, even without Booty, he's got Diggs, he's got Mac Hollins, Henderson coming alive now in that backfield, popping off explosive runs. Like, every loss is more meaningful now because the antithesis of you in the division is serious now. And I never took Miami seriously. And I still don't. And they won last week. But, yeah. You know, that's I think, where the fear starts to come in. Is like,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
The Patriots are the real deal.
And oddly enough, I think New England's a bad matchup for them. There are teams within the AFC that I'm not as worried about, but New England's one of them because they defend the run really well, really well.
Yeah.
And they're competent enough, at least offensively, or straight up good. They can't run the ball very well either because they don't give Henderson the football enough, I don't think. But I look at a team like New England as, okay, that's a bad matchup. Denver, I mean, at least defensively, you could frustrate Bo Nix.
Right.
And that offense. They are allergic to scoring. They're Iowa football.
That's true. They are Iowa
the
football.
Colts,
that's funny.
The Colts are with a running back that has superpowers.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Based on identity at this point. I'm not saying that Daniel Jones is Josh Allen. Far from it. But what I am saying is roster build, I think they're overall better in terms of talent across the roster. You have the better quarterback. But identity, both teams like to run the football to establish their presence.
Mm-hmm.
The Chargers are this weird team that I can't really seem to get a grasp of anymore.
Yeah, it's a little finicky with them. It's kind of their offensive line, though, is so beaten up. They're a shell of what they were to begin the season. They have no protection for Herbert anymore.
Yeah,
so.
But they're still winning games, though. That's the other thing about
it. They are.
The Steelers are bad. So much so that I think Baltimore will probably end up overtaking them for the division at this point. They're only one game back.
Yeah.
Jacksonville, Kansas City, I like my odds if I have to face them in the playoffs again. Because they are teams that are, well, worse than the Bills right now in the standings.
It's weird seeing them at the six, though. That's the other part of this to me.
Yeah.
It's weird seeing them on the lower end of the playoff structure here to where you are in relative danger of falling out of it entirely. I don't think Jacksonville has enough gas to hold on at this point for a playoff spot. And I do think they will ultimately bow out. And then, hey, who's right behind you in the standings? It's the Chiefs. The good news is that the Chiefs are behind you in the standings. And you're not chasing the one seed. You're just trying to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah.
The bad news is, can I trust other teams, for example, to not let the Chiefs
like Jacksonville
run through?
Keep that half game on them?
I'm talking about Indy and Denver.
Yeah.
Can I trust them in the playoffs to hold off Kansas City as well? No, not really.
Mm-mm. I don't know. It could be... It's the playoff picture so interesting, and I think I could talk for 3 hours just simply about the AFC this season because it is so constipated in the middle, I would say.
Interesting word choice.
Yeah, but it you don't know what could happen here. Any team currently that's got the same record thereabouts as the Bills could be in or out. Like, it's very close this year.
New England is weird, though, because... they have those wins against Buffalo and Tampa Bay. Their strength of schedule is laughably bad.
Mm-hmm. New England's?
Yes.
Yeah. They're playing a fourth place schedule and it shows.
Joe, it's not just a fourth place schedule. It is the second worst in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago, by the way.
Well, they've been able to string some easy wins together too. Fourth place schedule also at the bottom of the
right
division there.
So. And they're taking advantage of it. That is the thing. Like, Buffalo has lost to Miami. They have lost to Atlanta.
Yes. So, and just like people, like Chiefs fans online were saying, oh, the Bills have such an easy schedule. And we were like, oh, you can't fault the schedule. We have to be the same way with the Patriots. Can't be a hypocrite. So
they are taking advantage of it. So, but it does beg the question of how good are they really? Well, if I look at the AFC, that's a question I can ask of everybody. And that is... probably the most interesting part of this is I could say that about anybody. How good are you really?
Yeah.
All of them. I just went through the eight teams that have a winning record in the AFC. Only eight teams have a winning record in the AFC.
Which is a stark difference from how it's been in years past, I feel like. It's just been the top dogs, you know? And now... The new bloods are in.
Well, here I am making fun of the conference, and the NFC only has eight teams with a winning record, too.
Yeah, well, they're the NFC.
Carolina's
you expect
there,
that out of the NFC.
Carolina's sitting there at 5-5,
mm-hmm.
And obviously everything can change in 1 week here, but it is getting a little wild. Ready? The Chiefs can hit 5-5 this weekend.
Yeah, you're rooting for that.
And at this point, I don't really care about the Chiefs. This is the year I don't care about them because right now you're in the same boat that they are, fighting for a wild card spot, and I don't like it.
I think they're gettable too. They had the Bills had a really good game plan against them in their matchup, and it showed. Like, a struggling Bills team goes in and looks, the win looks as dominant as it did. I know the scoreboard looked like 28-21, like it was closer, but the Bills were in control of that game from start till about the last minute. When the Chiefs got a weird voodoo magic boost and just started like trying to tie it
up.
Just but
don't miss the field goal. But
yeah.
You know, that's pretty much it there. But yeah. I do believe there is something to what this team is able to do, what they're capable of against a very flawed conference. And I might even say league this year. Philadelphia, Seattle, Detroit, and the Rams, they all look incredible. But I also think that there's a lot to it. So, 803-0550, the number to call. Alan, I see you on hold there. Stay there. We'll get through a break. Come back to you on the other side here. This is Sports Talk Saturday on WGR. Welcome back in Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you, and a little bit on the unconventional side. Chris Giacobello has done only two of these shows, and they have not been normal.
No.
And to his credit, he's rolling with the punches here. But also, we have to have Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline right now. Paul, what's good?
Well, we have some breaking news here. You may have noticed when they sent Jones down about a half hour ago, I tweeted out saying, Well, the whom is I think I was thinking to myself, Valley must be here. They're not going to leave them with six. Sure enough, he is on the ice for the morning skate. So the captain is back. We'll be in the lineup tonight against the Detroit Red Wings. And I'm sure that is going to be a welcome addition for Lindy Ruff and his staff and his teammates, because in the last 2 years, I believe they have played 12. It's either 12 or 13 games without Rasmus Dahlin. They have not won any of them.
And it comes at a brilliant time, as you mentioned there, Paul. They've not won any games in this road trip. They are 0-3 away from home there on this road trip, and also have yet to win a game on the road this season. This is also an opportunity to try to just scrape and claw and get your way back and avoid falling into being out of contention before the end of November again. So, yeah, this is a big moment for Dahlin to be coming back here.
Yeah, it is. I wondered if maybe, you know, it's actually, if you're coming from Sweden, you might have an easier time being able to get into Detroit than Buffalo. So my guess is he probably flew straight here from Sweden and has been here either a day or so or whatever, and then we'll go back to Buffalo with the team and play the home game on Monday, obviously. So that's good news. And obviously things are going well back in Sweden, or he wouldn't be here. So that's good news also.
Yeah, that is the other thing, the human element on this one, that things do look like they are in a spot where Dahlin can comfortably return back to the States and return back to hockey at that moment as well. Obviously, you saw pictures that he was practicing with Frölunda as well, obviously making sure that he stays fresh. So I don't expect much rust here in Dahlin's game.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, we will, I'm sure he'll probably be talking after the skate. So we, of course, will have him on the pregame show with Ryan Koziol and myself tonight, which starts at 6 since we're back in the Eastern time zone. And I'll be back with you guys, too, at our regularly scheduled 1 o'clock.
Yes.
Yes. 1 o'clock.
We will talk more at length on this one, but we figured we had a moment to break some news, and there it was, Paul. We'll talk to you later on at 1 o'clock, though, to go a little bit more in length here about the Sabres.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
That's Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline dropping some breaking news there for you. Rasmus Dahlin back with the team.
Yeah, that's huge.
Which, it was interesting that Zach Jones was sent down to Rochester because he was the guy called up for Dahlin's leave of absence. And, hey, you know what? It's awesome that he's back because that means that everything's fine and he's okay. He's comfortable coming back. And I think it really is just, I want to go check on my fiance. I want to see how everything's doing because it's on my mind. It's wearing down on my game right now, and I need to just clear my head. But then at the same time, you're seeing him practicing with Frölunda, and it's like, okay, he wants to stay sharp for, I'm going to be coming back here. Let's get back to it.
And luckily, it wasn't a large amount of time anyway that it happened, right, that he was away. So it helps. It wasn't extended any further to get less sharp, if you will, to get a little rusty.
But it's not even about the rust for me. It's that everything seems good enough that
right.
he feels comfortable.
He wouldn't be back. Like Paul said, he wouldn't be back if something was wrong.
And that's the big deal to me, is that everything seems like it's okay. And maybe we will get more of that Rasmus Dahlin that we usually do.
Hopefully, because the team really needs it right now in the state that they're currently in. So can't wait to talk about that more with Paul later, but going on this road trip, if they're not able to win one game or grab a point at least from one of these games, then, oh boy, are we in some serious conversations about is there a tank mowing down a wall somewhere? Like that's where this is going to start going.
Out of the roster for three games, they lose all three of them on that road trip. Dahlin does return for the last leg of it. He's still fourth on the team in scoring.
Yeah.
So,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Maybe this is a much needed addition. And again, I'm hoping that it's that everything is fine. He's able to clear that last like little bit of mental block that might be there. And on the human interest side, it's great to see.
Human interest, it's wonderful. And also team interests, seeing your captain come back into the fold to lead your guys and have a clear head and know everything's okay right now, at least, that's just good. No other better word than good.
There's nothing better to see than that sort of thing. And now, again, we'll see if it helps the Sabres on the ice. We'll talk more with Paul Hamilton about that at 1 o'clock. 803-0550 is the number to call. How are you feeling about Bills and Buccaneers tomorrow? A battle between 6-3 teams. Vibes with the Bills are definitely a little shakier than they were a week ago, oddly enough.
Yeah. Here the Chiefs game is a little bit of a facade there.
I don't know about a facade, but it definitely has been the season where teams have lost to anybody. Mm-hmm. And the Bills, it turns out, were just as capable of falling victim to that.
Yeah.
Like the Patriots, in their two losses this year, one of them's the Raiders.
Raiders and Steelers.
Yeah, let's go ahead and not pretend that anybody can't lose to anybody this year, because it's really been pushing the envelope on that one. Mm-hmm. The Packers lost to the Browns at some point this year. Like, nobody has been safe from this work, and the Bills fell victim to it as well. So we'll see what's going on here, but we'll get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Alan. Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got for us?
Hey, great. I'm glad to hear Darlene's back. Top five in the league, in my opinion. And
for sure.
And when he's on, and there's nobody better. But anyway, I wanted to make a comment and compare it back to 2023. That first game was a disaster. Allen threw three picks to the Jets. They were horrible in that game, and they won in overtime, the Jets did. We almost lost to a Tyrod team at home. And if Tyrod sneaks that ball like Dable wanted, if you remember that game,
I
was really upset at Tyrod. They shut us out the first half. That was the worst football game other than the Urban Meyer game that I've seen this team play in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And they won it.
And they had too many men on the field against Denver that season, too. It was not good.
Matt Jones leaves a drive down the field to beat us at the end. And that New England game, they looked horrible defensively. They couldn't stop anybody on that New England defense. They were 4-13 that year. Giants were 4-13 also. So I look at this year, I think we're in a much better spot. And I think we're a better team, and I think this team's going to come out smoking tomorrow. The USA Today has six writers. Five of them picked the Bills and given the points, and four of them picked them as the best bet. They said this Bills team is going to smoke. One guy said this Bills team is going to smoke this Tampa team because they're an angry team. Because if you look at Tampa, they don't have any competition in their division. You could say, God, Carolina. Come on. Carolina actually went to Green Bay 13-point underdogs and beat them.
Yeah.
And if you remember, too, this has been a funky season. The Giants destroyed Philly. And if you lived in Philly, I have people that I know in the Jersey Philly area. They want a Sirianni fired.
Yeah, that was bad.
That was bad. And the Giants, Philly hasn't looked good at all this year. They barely beat. I think Green Bay is the most overrated football team in the National Football League. I mean, then Green Bay loses to Cleveland, favored 9 points on the road. So this stuff does happen. And the Bills, I think, and you know, you're going to say, I think the weather had a little bit to do in that Miami game. And I think the Bills, the thing that I don't like, and when you hear in the locker room, I thought I was listening to a Sabres post-game press conference when I heard Dawkins and a few other guys say, we know what we need to do, we just have to be better prepared. That's a famous Sabres saying over the last 3 years.
Yeah.
I thought I was listening to Tuck and Tage Thompson and a few guys, but it was Dawkins and it was Spencer Brown saying that. What are you kidding me? The Bills have never said that before, but they haven't been. I still think we're going to win the division. I still think it's going to come down. It may not come down to when we play them, but we have to win this game tomorrow because it's a common opponent, and that's huge. And I think the Ravens are going to beat them. We're going to beat them, and I think they're going to look out for Miami. I don't like Miami as a team. I never have. But I think they're going to start a little bit of a run, and that game could mean something to them at the end of the year.
Yeah, it's week. It's the last week.
Listen to you guys. Take care.
Alan, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. You went into a lot of things there, and yeah. In particular, one of those things being you brought up the lowlights of that 2023 season, and I looked back at it, and by God, how did they actually win that division?
Yeah, exactly. That I was at, Derek, I was at MetLife in that stadium for that Jets win, and I stayed through overtime because I was like, yo, the Bills are back. They're back. And then the punt return or the kick return touchdown happens and they win. I could not believe it. That was my only road game I've gone to. It might be the only one.
There's the game in London against Jacksonville where the leading rusher has 14 yards.
Right? Matt Milano gets injured, breaks his leg there.
Yep.
Yeah. That was just
Daquan Jones tears his pec in that game.
Yep. It was bad. It was bad all around.
2 weeks later, there's the Giants game where they win that one in what was some ugly football.
Yeah.
The New England game the next week that the caller mentions, like, holy bleepity bleep, that season was hell, and I forgot just how much of hell it is.
Yeah.
Maybe it allows for, like, hey, do you remember how frustrating that season was where a lot of people are starting to compare this one to that one?
Right.
No.
We're okay.
Like,
we're okay right now.
Good job with the perspective of, hey, take a step back. Mm-hmm. It's not the hell that was 2023 season.
I will say, though, the 2023 season, I think we look back on it and think they were able to come out of that because they did. The heater they went on to take the division from Miami by the end was unprecedented. Like, where did that come from the way that season started? You're 500 at multiple points.
You're 500 at the bye week.
Yes. And then you come out, you beat the Chiefs out of the bye, the tight end article, all of that. You beat the Chiefs out of the bye, you go on a run, you take the division from Miami in the final game of the season. Like, that's what we remember. I think we blocked out everything in our memory. And I discovered this on myself. I was doing my podcast the other day, and I was saying, oh, like the 2023 season, like I had faith.
Did you?
I think I had faith after the Chiefs win and coming out of the bye. But that was like they were already 6-6 at that point. So
I think I remember how crappy I was feeling hosting these shows.
Yeah.
At that point.
I had just started writing for the Bills games this year. That year.
And like I'm thinking to myself, like hosting these, I'm like, what do we do here? Like nothing's
what do we do?
Nothing's good. And then the Sabres
start
abysmally that year.
Yeah, that was bad.
That was one of the bad ones.
One of the multiple bad ones.
These last few years.
Yeah.
But they had also, remember, 2023, they end the 22-23 season on a tear. They missed the playoffs by 1 point. So you're like, okay, maybe there's actually like a step in the progression. And then they forgot how to score, basically.
Mm-hmm.
2023 season is where Luukkonen has his year where he gets the contract extension.
Right. But that was the one year you got goaltending and nothing else.
But then you can't score for the life of you. Yeah. So
you went from the high flying offense the year before where you're 1 point out of the playoffs to having actually solid goaltending from Luukkonen and your defense and you couldn't score.
So yeah.
And then it would just flipped on its head completely.
Like looking back on December of 2023, like, oh dear God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for the reminder there, Alan. And I'm taking the right lesson out of this, which is perspective is good.
Yeah. No, seriously, though. Perspective is good. Because
perspective is good.
This season, and I do want to get into this, I'm kind of with them. The Bills are plus 200 to win the division right now. I'm hitting it. I'm sorry. I think they're going to win the division. And I can't wait to talk to you more about that as we go through the show, because I want to look at the Patriots' remaining schedule and the Bills' remaining schedule, kind of how we did a couple weeks ago, but now with like fresh eyes, because the Patriots have a bye week coming up too, if I'm not mistaken. Or did they already have the bye? No, they haven't yet.
Yeah, God, I'm looking at December of 23, like even the Sabres, they're 10-14-2 before the Bills get out of their bye week.
Yeah.
The Ty Dunn article is
and the
hit.
Bills were 6-6. And
yeah, everything's a nightmare.
Yeah.
And it just,
hey, the Bandits were winning. At that point in time, right?
Yes.
That was it. That was it.
That was it. All right. We'll come back. We'll do the booty cheek of the week. We'll
yes.
go around the league in depth next hour, looking into everything that's going on there. 803-0550. We've got plenty of time for you as well. Paul Hamilton at 1 o'clock as well. This is another Sports Talk Saturday here. I'm Derek Kramer. He's Joe Cali. You're listening to WGR. All right, you know that music's here. You know what time it is. It's the booty cheek of the week. And I've got to say, I'm getting very fascinated about a man not learning his lesson.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. He did mention it was a joke, but also I'm going to poke fun at Andrew Filippone here, a former member of this station.
Oh, getting his nipples pierced?
So that happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last night, he also then tweets, if the Steelers lose to the Bengals on Sunday, I'll get a tiger tattoo on my butt. It ain't happening. And I'm like, no, not again.
Don't do it.
Andrew, no.
Don't do it.
No.
I have to make a comment about a former booty cheek of the week, too, in a moment.
He does mentioned this morning, guys, this was a joke. There's no way I will ever make a bet like this on a Mike Tomlin team coached team again. I've learned my lesson. Okay, thanks for scaring us, Andrew. We were all kind of worried. But it was like, it was incredible to see that. And I'm like, no, don't do it again, man. I do like that he did honor that bet, though. And, you know, there was charity done behind it. I do love that, genuinely.
Mm-hmm.
But then to see him tweet that again last night, I'm like, no, he didn't learn his lesson. Oh, God. Joe Flacco's going to drop 340
yeah,
now.
That would be the Joe Flacco legacy game if that were to happen.
But he already did it.
Yeah, he has.
Remember Unk Day?
Yeah, the Icy Hot Bowl.
And Max Scherzer has himself a great night in the World Series. Like, oh, my God. Like that. Yeah, no. And I'm like, oh, no, he didn't learn his lesson. No, he did. Okay, like, I'm glad that I saw everything there. But, like, last night I'm like, oh, no. This is not good.
Mm-hmm. That might be an omen for me not to do what I was thinking about doing.
Oh, okay. Please tell me then.
No, I can't. I can't say. I'll tell you in the break. I'm not speaking it. I'm not speaking it on the air because then I'll get held
Why?
To it.
You're not. No, you're not betting it now.
No,
you said
I
you're
still
not.
Might. I still might. I just have to run it by you.
Hang on.
It's okay.
Oh, my God.
A former booty cheek of the week, though, makes good headlines today. Rasmus Dahlin back, former booty cheek of the week, makes good. Okay? YouTube TV and Disney come to an agreement.
Wait. What does this have to do with Dahlin?
No, I'm just saying more breaking news.
Oh, more breaking news.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
More breaking news.
Whew,
yeah.
I was like, wait, why is this the booty chip?
No.
Why is this in
no,
this segment?
No, no. Rasmus Dahlin coming back was the one breaking news. Other breaking news, I've seen that YouTube TV and Disney, I'm seeing now, have come to an agreement. So
yep.
It looks like you're going to be able to watch Monday Night Football on YouTube TV again.
Right on time for the Cowboys to get waxed.
Yes. Take it, Jerry. You're going on national TV.
So, that whole saga was bad. ESPN with the whole fight with YouTube TV, and then obviously the solitaire cash thing, which was last week's subject of that. By the way, ESPN execs have said to everyone but Stephen A. Smith, hey, maybe we shouldn't have this thing here. Mina Kimes was the first to walk it back. Then there's reports that they told the other personalities to walk it back on Solitaire Cash as they're dealing with a lawsuit.
Yeah.
But Stephen A. hasn't backed off of it, so I guess good for you, man. How much money do you need, big guy? So there's a lot of correction going on with this segment here. Like Filippone with the, hey, this was a joke. There's no way I'm actually betting that. Mina Kimes and then the rest of the ESPN employees backing off of Solitaire Cash. YouTube TV and ESPN finally getting their stuff together. So a lot of walking it back going on here in this segment. So maybe it's about learning lessons. Yeah, see? There we go.
Maybe. So, I'll let you know what I'm thinking in the break, but maybe I'll unleash it today.
I might unleash this on the other side of the break. What does Joe Kelly have in his brain? Stay tuned. Maybe you'll know.
It's a scary place.
Jay, I've got you on hold. Stay there. We'll get to you on the other side here. Sports Talk Saturday, rolling on into hour number two, coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.